Next is a class from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in December of 1966 in New York.
Iti chansukala pungsa prasnastu bhagavan svayam indrani vyakulam lokam mrayanti jiveya ज्ञान योग भक्ति तीन साधने बसे ब्रह्म आत्मा भगवान तुभी प्रकाश. सो द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज मैनिफेस्टेड अकॉर्डिंग टू द विजन ऑफ द सीयर. द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज वन विदाउट सेकेंड, बट अकॉर्डिंग टू द कैपेसिटी ऑफ द सीयर द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज मैनिफेस्टेड आइदर एज ब्रह्म इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म or localized Paramatma or the Supreme Personality of God. So, this point we have discussed. So, Lord Chaitanya is giving one evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tat tatta vidas satyam yad jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sabdat. And Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the absolute truth is one without any duality. He is simply named in different ways. And what are the different names? Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahma anga kanti tar nirvishesh prakashe surya jano charma chakhe jyotirmaya bhashe. Lord Chaitanya says that the conception of Brahma is that it is the rays of the body of Krishna. Just like the sunshine is the rays of the body of the sun disk. Similarly, Brahma anga kantita nirvishesh prakar. And in that, Brahma jyoti, a race, there is no variegatedness. Just like if you fall of a sudden sea to the sun, you don't find any variegatedness in the sky. It appears just like only dazzling effulgence. But when the sunlight is not there, we can see millions and millions of stars in the firmament. So, in the Upanishad also, it is prayed that, my Lord, you kindly move this curtain of glaring effulgence so that I can actually see you. So, one who is dazzled by this glaring effulgence of the rays of Krishna, they can realize the Supreme Lord or the Supreme Absolute Truth as impersonal. Sujya jano charma chakhe jyotirmaya bhashe. Charma chakhe, with our present eyes, defective, or our senses are defective. We are very much proud of our eyes. I want to see personally. But we do not know that these eyes are any sense. They are all defective. They are not perfect. Just like in the glare of the sunshine, we see nothing. We see sometimes darkness. So, we cannot believe these eyes are senses. We have to take information, a perfect knowledge from the authorities. That is the basic way. So those who want to see God or the Supreme Absolute Truth by the agency of their imperfect senses, they say that God is impersonal. Very imperfect, that is a realization of the imperfect senses. the perfect vision of the Supreme Lord is the first. Just like nobody can enter into the sun disk And they can say from distant place, oh, there is nothing, it is simply fire. But from scripture we understand, no, that is a planet. And as in this planet we have got so many variegatedness, similarly in that planet also there are, in every planet. There is no reason to disbelieve that in other planets there is no life, there is no variegatedness. No, according to Vedic literature, it is not accepted. In each and every planet, there is variegatedness as we find in this planet. The difference is that in some of the planets, earthly matter is prominent, some of the planets, fiery elements are prominent. So in the sun planet, fiery elements is very prominent. They are the living entities and everything. They are made of fire. He is giving another evidence from Brahma Samhita. Yasya prabha pravato jagadanna koti kutisya sesa vasudhadi vibhuti vinyam tad brahma niskalam anantam asesa bhutam govindavadi purusam tamaham vajam. I was the primal lord Govinda, whose bodily effulgence is Brahma Jyoti. The Brahma Jyoti, that is nothing but his bodily effulgence. And in that Brahma Jyoti, yasya prabha pravato jagadanna koti, on that Brahma Jyoti being manifested, there are innumerable planets and universes. The same example, just like in the sun sign, there are innumerable planets. So similarly, in the original sign, Krishna sign, this is sun sign, the original sign is Krishna shining. In that effulgence, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, spiritual planets. Ekam sina situ jagat. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find all these planetary manifestation is situated in 1/4 of his effulgence. 3/4 of the manifestation are in the spiritual sky. Tadbhamma niskalam ananta asesa bhutam. Asesa bhutam. It is so much extended that nobody can calculate how far. We cannot calculate even the sun sign, how far it is extended, and what to speak of that original effulgence. So our knowledge is always imperfect. We cannot study even millions and millions part of the opulence of the Supreme Lord. So it is futile to deny God because we cannot calculate his potencies and expansion of potencies. পরমাত্মা যেহ তেহ কৃষ্ণের এক অংশ আত্মার আত্মা হন কৃষ্ণ অবতংশ। Now, this localized aspect, পরমাত্মা, in individual soul, living, is called পরমাত্মা। So, that পরমাত্মা, super soul, is also a part representation. The body of Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Three spiritual divisions. Not division actually, they are one, but for our understanding, we analyze in that way. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sat means eternity. Brahma realization, impersonal Brahma realization is realization of eternity. Paramatma realization means eternity and knowledge. And Bhagavan realization means full realization, eternity, knowledge and bliss. Simple eternal realization is without factual knowledge and without bliss. Impersonal. The impersonalists, they cannot enjoy the transcendental bliss. They simply stay as eternal, that's all. Shantaras, it is called Shantaras. Peaceful Shantaras. There is no exchange. And further development is Dasaras. And further development is Satharas. And further development is Vatsalaras. And further and ultimate development is Madhurjaras. So in the spiritual atmosphere there are different degrees of realization. So this Brahma realization is the first step, and the Paramatma realization is the second step, and Bhagavan realization, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the ultimate stage. He is giving some evidences from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita also. Krishnam hinam abhihi tam atmanam akilam atmanam jagad dhitaya jo api astra dehi babhati maya. Now, in Srimad Bhagavatam, some advanced devotee is indicating Krishna. Krishnam enam avehi. This Krishna, when Krishna was present in person, many persons studied him in a different way. But one of them, who is pure devotee, he is describing about Krishna, that enam, this Krishna, Krishna enam abhihi, you should try to understand what is that. Tam atmanam akhilatmanam. Atmanam akhilatmanam. Atma means the self, or soul. So, we individual soul, we are part and parcel, fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme. Therefore, Krishna is to be understood as the source of all individual self. Akhilatmanam. Akhila means all. Then, jagat dhitaya. Now, he has come. He has descended out of his causeless mercy, jagad-dhitaya, for the benefit of this world, this planet. Dehi-va-abhati, just like he appears ordinary person, abhati-maya. Maya, this maya is not delusion. This maya means by his internal potency. By his internal potency, he can appear just like us, but he's not like us. He's the Supreme Personality of God. Athava bahunaitena kingatena tabarjuna vishtabhyam vishtabhya aham idam krishnam ikansina sito jaga. Now, the Lord says, Krishna says, when Arjuna asked him, Krishna, will you describe something about your different potencies by which you are working in this material world? Then Krishna described so many things. Out of that, one verse is that Athava bahunaitena kingyatena tabarjuna. My dear Arjuna, I have described in nutshell many of my potencies displaying in this manifested world. But you can understand one thing, that by one part, by manifestation of one of my part, I have entered all the universe and all the hearts of living entities. Just like by one reflection of the sun, if you put millions of pot with water, by one of the potencies of the sun, you will find the sun is represented in every pot.